Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. With me is Ty St. Julian, and we have a program today called Old England. We're going back as far as possible with songs that were discovered not that many years ago, but put together into a selection, and each one of them are medieval collections of songs. They were in various sources. The first recording we're going to listen to is actually called The Earliest Songbook of England, and it will be performed by Gothic voices. Tice has a little bit to say about this earliest songbook.
That's right. Imagine a few leaves of parchment folded together, poorly written, decayed by damp, marred by stains and the ravages of time. This is our songbook. Probably copied around 1200, it was discarded within a generation or so and used to as fly leaves for another book. This was fortunate, for by neglecting to throw the pages away, some unknown benefactor has preserved for us a wealth of music and poetry. The songbook then remained hidden for some 600 years.
We are very fortunate to have a recording by Gothic Voices of just about all of the songs in this collection. And we're going to begin with seven of them, and Thais will give us the names.
I will. Verbum patris humanator I love the in hoc ortus occidente, regis cuius potentia, ecce torpet probitas, manno gaudens gaudio, rerum deus conditor, and finally, cantu miro.
Verbum patris humanator.
Illumina Argumentum Hic genuit egaruit, et venderirum denuit, qui nusquam
Ave.
selections from the early songbook of England. These pieces date from around 1200 and very fantastically performed. They are by members of Gothic Voices. Our program today is called Old England because these are the earliest songs that survive from that period in England. Beside the early songbook in England, from which we just heard, there's also a collection of 25 segments that have been put together, referred to as the Worcester Fragments. And Thais will tell us a little about that.
I will. First of all, Worcester is spelt W-O-R-C-E-S-T-E-R, which might be the way I automatically spell it. The Worcester Fragments comprise 25 short pieces of vocal music. They are referred to as fragments because they do not exist in one unified manuscript, but have reassembled from sheets and used as bookbinding material in later centuries. These old materials had themselves at some stage been bundled together into several collections of fly leaves and saved in various books which had historical connections with Worcester. Once it was recognized that these scattered fragments came from the same source, it was possible to piece them together, though much remaining was missing.
So these Worcester Fragments and the early songbook of England have in common the fact they were pieced together from various sources. We're able to present today about, I think, 10 songs from the total of 25 from the Fragments, and Thais will give us their names. They're all sacred songs.
I will indeed. Alleluia modulator, osponza Dei electa, Alleluia nativitas, Sanctus, Ave Virgo Mater, Salve Sancta Parens, Tomes Gemma Cantuere Primula, Supporte Jerusalem, Munda Maria, and Sponsa Rectoris Omnium.
Ah. Christi famini tur hic familia.
Mater Christi famini tur hic familia.
Maria coniti durum divisi.
Maria coniti
durum divisi.
Ah. fraternitate di tribus Giuda. Jam pro pena solu, per natali novu, per san parentalis, patius ene semini. O tara, dive.
Certis
mihi,
avisa. Thank you.
10 of the 25 songs from the so-called Worcester Fragments, performed there just excellently by members of the Orlando Consort. Our program today is called Old England, and we still are going to listen to a couple of things to end the program, which is Old England, but a lot more contemporary than the pieces we just heard. We're going now into the 16th and 17th century with music by John Bull, who lived between 1563 and 1628. Colin Tilney, who will play the virginal, will perform a pavane and galliard. A virginal is the counterpart of a spinet piano as compared to a grand piano by today's standards. It was a harpsichord in which the strings ran side by side and fit against the wall, just like a spinet piano. So again, the virginalist is Colin Tilney playing the pavane and galliard by John Bull.
Thank you.
virginalists, Colin Tilney, performing a pavane in Galliard there by the English composer John Bull. Hope you've enjoyed today's program of Old England.
Thank you for joining us today. As we listen to the earliest of English music, we look forward to being with you next week for another hour of early music. Stay well. Thank you.